War Eagle Auburn family, and welcome back to another edition of the Jungle Show. Some pep in my step. We are recording this right as the buzzer sounded of the Auburn versus Tennessee game, the last game of the regular season. Regular season is complete. Auburn finishes with 20 wins yet again and gets a big, big, big time quad one win over a very good Tennessee team, the 12th ranked team in the country, the number three team in the net. 79-70 on senior day. We're here to talk all about this game, what it means for Auburn, what it means going forward, maybe a little preview of the SEC tournament that's not completely set yet, but we kind of have an idea of where Auburn's going to end up. I'm excited to talk about this game. I've been waiting to talk about a big time win like this for a while now. I thought we were going to get it with the Alabama game. We did not, but we get it with this Tennessee game, just like us two predicted in the previous show when we were talking about the Alabama game and previewing this Tennessee game. But this is a big, big time win for the Tigers, for Bruce Pearl, for this team, locking them into the NCAA tournament 100%. I don't think there's any question mark at all getting that other quad one win and getting it on the last game of the regular season and then moving in, probably being the seventh seed in the SEC tournament, which probably play against Florida on Thursday night next week. But let's talk about this Auburn-Tennessee game. To do that, I brought in my dad and co-host again. Dad, I know you're excited to talk about this game as much as I am.
Oh, my goodness. to get a win versus a team that is that good defensively and to score 49 points in the second half against the number one defense in the country was great. Senior day, Leor Berman got a dunk. Yeah. I didn't know he could dunk. I knew he could dunk. I'm just playing. But, man, to get that game was, yeah, that was special. It needed to happen.
Yep.
And like you said, we thought of the three remaining games, we thought home against Tennessee, we've got a shot.
Yep.
I didn't know if we were ever going to guard San Vescovi.
Yeah.
And I started to worry. But we actually closed out a close game.
The way Auburn won this game really, really feels good in general. Let's talk about some of the trends and the game. Just like you said, this Tennessee team is a very, very good defensive team. Number one defense statistically in the country. You dropped 49 points on them in the second half and only committed 6 offensive turnovers.
Outstanding. Yeah,
three of them were just charge calls.
Yeah,
so you were not throwing.
And
the
ball two of away. Them were travels.
Yes,
so three charges, 2 travels. That's 5 of the 6. None of those are live ball turnovers.
So, being able to do that against a defense like Tennessee, that is so impressive. And then you look at the guards for Auburn in this game. Wendell Green had 2 of the turnovers. Jalen had 0, Janai had 1, Zepp had 0, and Allen had 2, and the only other turnover was Trey. Trey had 1. But it was such a well-put-together offensive game for Auburn. Mm-hmm. Shot 36% from 3 and 49% from the field. Went 15 of 20 from the free throw line and made free throws down the stretch to close the game out. Yeah. This is exactly what we've been wanting to see from Auburn, especially – from your top 4 guys. Mm-hmm. Wendell Green, 24 points, 4 assists, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, was outstanding down the stretch. Jalen Williams was unbelievable. I mean, he scores 13, which is the least.
Didn't shoot as well as he usually does.
He went 1 of 5 from 3, but has 8 rebounds and 7 assists, including that beautiful assist with Leor Berman dunk that you were talking about, which was a chaotic play.
Yes, it was.
Janai Broome continued his dominance down low, 17.7 rebounds. He also made 2 threes.
Look, and against guys that are bigger than him.
Yeah,
we talked about the last show. Janai going against matchups that were favorable to him. These are not favorable matchups.
We talked about it in the last show about how we're really, really, really going to miss Dylan Carwell, miss his physicality, because this Tennessee team is big, they're strong, they're tall. That this is a game that Janai could have struggled, but we really needed him, and he came through perfectly. And then Alan Flanagan again on senior day.
Had a great game.
Unbelievable game. 16 points, 2 rebounds, buried 2 threes, 4 free throws.
It was his take late in the game when off the curl with and the left hand,
yep.
And he got the and one was maybe the backbreaker. That one, yeah. And then maybe 2 plays later when Wim went right-handed and did the same thing.
Yep.
And those were huge plays. But Allen not only played really well offensively, I thought he played maybe his best game defensively. I thought he was fantastic on the defensive end.
I think you could say the exact same for Zepp.
Yeah.
Zepp, yes. Wendell, best Allen game. Did an absolute unbelievable job on the defensive end, especially when Santiago Vescovi started making threes at the very beginning of the game. Man, the switches on those screens, on those pin downs, mm-hmm. even with Key, their backup point guard, who got also flushed into the starting lineup a little bit, or into the starting minutes, I guess, was Kai Ziegler being out.
They started the sophomore.
It was unbelievable. It all came together.
It did.
We've seen the flashes that Auburn has had. It all came together in this game, and it worked. You got a big-time quad one victory.
Big, gigantic quad one victory. You know, on the game day this morning, I was watching it, and they were doing in and out, and Auburn came up, and what's his name? Jay Billis had him in, but just barely. He said they need to win. They've got to win. And the other two guys who I really don't like anyway, both had them out. And because of how we haven't played well down the stretch. Well, the only game we didn't play well down the stretch was at Kentucky.
Yeah.
We played terrible and they shellacked us. Every other game we've been in and played well. We played great against Alabama, shot the lights out and lost. Shouldn't lose a 17-point lead. Come in here, and we started, and I didn't think we were going to shoot three ball very well, and we ended up shooting, almost 40% from three?
Yeah, 36%, 8 of 22.
I'll take that. Look, I'll take 36% from three all day.
Yep.
And especially when your center's got 2 of those threes.
That's right.
And they were beautiful. They were great. There was no doubt about either one of them.
Nope.
Now, he did shoot a heat check one. And I was like, dude, you're a center. You don't shoot heat.
I don't need that, Jedi. But I like that ability. You know, we run the play where Jalen sets the flex cut for the back screen, and Jalen pops out. And then Jedi does that on the opposite side. Yeah. And I like both of them having the freedom to take that open look.
I do, too.
Obviously, Jalen, I'm like, if he catches it and he doesn't shoot it, I'm like, Jalen, why?
Yeah.
Shoot the basketball. Even though he goes 1 of 5 in this game, I want him to shoot that shot.
Still want him to shoot it. Time. Yep. Yep.
But if Jani can have that and have that freedom to shoot that
adds
shot,
a lot.
It does. And it creates spacing for that flex cut because Jani's man won't have to just sit in the paint.
Yep.
And
big time.
It would be more than just Jani shooting threes. That would bring a lot more to the table offensively.
And we're adding that roll cut that Flanagan scored off of. That's a new twist. Instead of cutting straight up to the top of the key, he's rolling around that screen.
Yeah.
And he's going to his left. So he's got that, he's left-handed.
Yeah.
So he's going to a strong hand. And I'd like to see that play run even more.
Absolutely.
But talk about somebody who has a green light and I want him to shoot it when he catches the ball in the corner and nobody's near him is Lior Berman.
I don't know why he didn't shoot that shot.
Please, God, shoot that shot. Don't drive in and take a runner from the baseline.
No.
Your only job
shoot that
is
ball.
To shoot that corner three and dunk the basketball. Apparently.
That's funny.
And play really good defense. Lior,
so,
and he got several. He got an offensive rebound on a free throw that was huge.
Yeah, it was great. So we've been talking about how much it came together offensively for the Tigers in this game, but man, did it come together defensively too. Mm-hmm. Auburn or Tennessee did not score a field goal the last 6 minutes. Last 6 minutes and 13 seconds of the game.
I've seen us do that.
If Alabama did that, we would have beat them by 25.
Yeah. I've seen us go Ofer for the last 5 minutes of a game or whatever. I've never seen us do that to somebody.
Yeah.
And because it was a little scary because Vescovy was getting hot. And look, he had 21. He was fantastic. Mm-hmm. The rest of them were not that good. And and they weren't good because we made, I think, our defense. Stephen Pearl always does the Tennessee scout. And he had a great game plan last time, 46-43, should have won that game.
Yeah.
He had a great game plan this time, and we just executed it and played really well in front of a packed student section, by the way. Thank you, students. I know y'all are on spring break. You made a difference today.
By the way, I do want to point out, when you say that, the offer was – that anybody could get in up to the student section today. They come in, they buy tickets at the door. But it did look like more students. I'm going to talk about something about
an hour before the game. Hour before the game was packed.
Yeah, it was great. And they were loud, and it was ruckus, and it was perfect for that game. And I want to talk a little bit about something in the student section. Why on the God's green earth was there a Tennessee fan in the student section of this game?
Y'all, please stop letting these people come understand. And wear don't let their them gear.
And it's only the Tennessee fans.
If he wants it's to only come, and for those of you who are not like watching the YouTube, himself. For those of you not watching the YouTube,
yeah, I've got a picture, of, picture right
of the Tennessee fan in the midst of the Auburn student section, looking very sad.
Like, oh, yeah.
If he wants to come, that's fine. Don't let him wear his gear. Because they even had him during the swag surf when everybody in the building was swag surfing except him, and he was standing there with his thumb down. Dude,
you can't do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
You can't do that.
Come on now. Yeah. Moving in to talk a little bit about what this means for Auburn. A 9-point win against Tennessee, a convincing win against a top 3 team in the net, and a top 12 ranked team in the country.
Yeah.
A quad one win, just like we said, it gets you in the tournament 100%. You know, they did the blind on the broadcast. They did a blind resume between two teams. One of them was a 6 seed and one of them was in the last 4 byes. The last 4 byes team was considerably better in much net, better. RPI, everything. Strength of schedule, strength of record.
Everything. Except probably last 10 games.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And the other team was a 6 seed. The other team was Northwestern. Not only does Auburn have the considerable better resume, but Auburn also has the head-to-head against Northwestern. Northwestern, they have as a 6 seed right now, especially after this win, getting another quad one win against Tennessee. Auburn is 100% going dancing and will be in this next bracket come Selection Sunday. No matter what happens in Nashville, I think you could lose by 30 in Nashville and still get in.
I think it definitely puts us in as well. I was hoping not to be worried on Selection Sunday next week. But I've been rooting for Northwestern all year, and they've given us another quad one win to our schedule. So they've helped us. But when they showed those, I was like, those resumes really aren't even close.
No.
And Auburn's was significantly better,
yeah.
But Lenardi has them as a 6 seed. That seems really high for Northwestern. Really high. I could see them as a 9 or a 10 seed and us as a 9 or a 10 seed, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I don't think with the bubble being as weak as it is, I think that there's no doubt that this game put us in. I'd still like to win a game in the tournament. So let's look at look. We're going to be the 7th seed. The way we get to be the 6th seed is if Ole Miss comes back and beats Missouri.
Which they're currently up 1 right now.
Ole Miss is.
Ole Miss is currently up 1.
So that would get us to the 6th seed. I don't know. I kind of liked our matchup with the 7th seed because
it's
Florida without Castleton.
Without Colin Castleton,
I think we would play well against them. And then for a chance to play A&M again. And look, A&M just beat Alabama thank you, A&M.
Yep.
I appreciate you. You are a cult, but I appreciate the cult beating the thugs. So the second round would be difficult. I'm not saying that. I still think we can beat A&M, though. That game at A&M, if the officials don't take over, and I'm not, I know I say a lot about officiating, but if the officials don't take over that game,
we win.
I think we win that one going away.
Yeah.
We were playing well. So I feel like, and I don't know where the sixth seed gets the winner of the 14 or not 14, probably 12, 13 game.
The sixth seed, I believe.
I don't know.
Well, I'm not actually 100% sure. I believe the sixth seed will get the winner of the 11 and 14.
Okay.
Which would be LSU and like Ole Miss or something like that.
Yeah.
To play against Kentucky.
Yeah. I'd rather play a second round game against A&M.
Oh,
and
for sure.
I know A&M is going to be the two seed. And people go, but don't you want to play a lower seed? Not when Kentucky's playing.
I'd rather play Alabama than Kentucky.
Okay, so if Alabama doesn't make threes like they didn't today, they're bad. Not a very good team.
Yeah.
They're just not.
They turned the ball over too much.
We were blowing them out until they hit a couple threes and the officials kind of got involved.
Yep.
A&M was blowing them out. And then the second half, Bama made a run, but A&M just went, yeah, no, you're not making enough threes because they're going to shoot 30 a game.
Yeah.
And if you're only making nine, they're not going to win a lot of games. They're going to get run in the NCAA tournament because some team's going to have guards that can guard them and they're going to struggle.
Yeah. So as of right now, as of when we're recording this, we do not know. The SEC tournament is not absolutely concrete yet. I assume we would probably be the 7 seed playing against Florida, the 10 seed, to play against A&M, just like we mentioned. There's a chance we could get the 6 seed. So we don't know the matchups yet. We will know the matchups later tonight and going into Sunday, and then the games start on Wednesday. Wednesday going into Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday is the championship. And then Sunday is also Selection Sunday. Not this coming Sunday, not
a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow will be Selection Sunday.
And I love this time of year.
I'm so excited, especially knowing that Auburn's in. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to talk about it on this show. This is the best time of the year. March Madness is the best sport event ever. You can't argue with me on that. You can't change my mind. I'm not up for that. But this is an exciting time. Auburn has a true, true opportunity now that they are in the tournament to increase their seed.
Now it's about
where you are. Who's your matchup? What kind of second round matchup could you get? Maybe it doesn't. You know, we don't know that yet, and we won't know that until after all the conference tournaments are done. And when that tournament comes out on Sunday.
All right. So Kentucky just beat Arkansas by 9 at Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah. And Missouri is up 2. Antonio Reeves for Kentucky had 37.
Well, I mean, that makes sense what he did to us. So
yeah.
But that's all old news to what y'all are going to be listening to. Yeah. We're going to have another show come up on Sunday or Monday. We're going to do another show. We're going to do another show tonight. Later tonight when we know the
bracket.
What's going to happen. Like when we know who we're going to play, we know who we could see in the second round or if that. And we'll talk about and preview those games in that show or podcast, whatever we put it on. We might put it on both. But this one was enjoyable. I love this. This is a huge win. It's my favorite time of year. Can't
Big
wait to talk
relief.
About it more. We'll be back hopefully tomorrow to discuss the bracket. We'll record that later tonight once we know what's happening. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to discuss the SEC tournament.
War Eagle.